So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin cited a brisa. Hashecher es hazevach lishtois midami lamacher, lahakter mibsari lamacher, lechol meimuriv lamacher, kasher, v'rbeliezer paisel. If the Kohen slaughtered carbon intending to drink its blood, burn its meat, or eat the imurim, the parts that are meant to be burned, the next day, it is a machalikis. The Rabban hold the carbon is kasher, while Rebeliezer holds it as pasel. However, lehaniach midami lamacher, if he intended to leave some of the blood overnight and not perform his rikah that day, Behuda paisel. Behuda says it is pasel. Amr Rebbe Lazar, af bezu, Rebbe Eliezer paisel v'chacham makshirin. While Rebbe Eliezer says that this is also subject to the machlekes Rabban and Rebbe Eliezer. The Gemara explains that everyone agrees with Rebbe Yehuda's ruling in the case of laniach kol dam ay psula deraisa. If he intended to leave over all the blood until the next day, it is pasel me deraisa. Because in minichi lamachar pasel, chishav laniach lamachar name pasel. Since if the kohen leaves the blood overnight and does not perform the shirika, the carbon is pasul. Therefore, if he intends to leave over the blood, the carbon is also pasul, because he intended for the carbon to become disqualified. However, in the case of laniach miktsas damai, if he only intended to leave over some of the blood, and so he could perform his rika with the rest of the blood, there's a three-way machlekes. The Tanna Kamma holds bahanach pligi laniach dibri hakol kasha. Rebeliezer only disqualifies the carbon if he intended to eat something meant to be burned, or the reverse, as a gzera of the usual manner of eating and burning. However, he agrees that the Rabbanan did not make a gzera to disqualify the carbon for intending to leave over only some of its blood. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bahanach Pligi Lahanich Dibri HaKol Pasal. The Rabbanan hold that if he intended to eat something meant to be burned or the reverse, it is kasher, because La Burche, it was not a standard intention. However, if he intended to leave over only some of the blood, even the Rabbanan agree that it is Pasal, because gzera Miktsas Damai ought to call Damai. This case might be confused with the case when he leaves over all the blood. Rabbi Lazar holds, Af Bezu, Rabbi Eliezer Paisel V'Chamach Shirin. The same machlekes applies in this case as well. The Gemara records a related incident. Yisuf HaBavli asked Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, HaShecher Es HaZevach Laniach Midam LaMachar Mahu. What's the halacha if someone slaughters a carbon intending to leave some of its blood? Amaloi, kasher. He answered, it is kasher. However, after repeated questioning, he added, kasher, Elish Rabbi Eliezer Paisel. It's kasher. But Rabbi Eliezer holds it as possible. Whereupon Tzav Upanav Shal Yosef HaBavli, Yosef HaBavli's face lit up, and he explained, Rabbi Yehuda Pasel Shanali, V'chazarti Al Kol Tamidah, V'bekashti Lichavi V'le Metzasi. Rabbi Yehuda taught me that it is possible, but I asked all his other students, and they could not recall this teaching. But Achshav Shashanisa Li Pasel HaChazarti Li Abadasi. Now that you have confirmed this ruling, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have restored for me my lost teaching. Parenthetically, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua became overwhelmed at Yosef HaBavli's reaction, and he exclaimed, "Ashreichem tamidei chacham shedivri Torah chaviv nalechem b'Yosef." Fortunate are you Torah scholars, that the Torah is so very precious to you. We proceed with the next Mishnah, which teaches that if certain parts of the processing of the mincha were omitted, the mincha is still valid. Zok the Mishnah, lo yatzak, if he did not perform the final pouring of the oil into the mincha, or lo balal, he poured the oil into the kli with the flour, but he did not mix it together, the mincha is still valid. The Mishnah continues, v'li pasas, if he did not break it into small pieces, the mincha is valid, and the Gemara explains, shariba b'psisin, he broke it into exceedingly small pieces. Alternately, pisin merubis mamish, he broke it into larger than usual pieces. In both cases, the mincha is valid. The Mishnah continues, v'li malach, he did not add salt to the mincha, or v'li hainif, he did not wave the mincha, or lahigish, he did not touch it to the mezbeach's corner. Or I should pass this on piece of merubis, he broke it into many small pieces. Or v'le mashachan, he did not smear it with oil. Kshere, the mincha is still valid. The Gemara explains, ilei meleyotze klal ikuvik sivba. Leyotze cannot be understood as that he did not pour the oil at all, because the mincha would be pasul. Because the pasul repeats the process of yitzik, and we have a principle. Kamokim shehichzer akasa b'tayres ha-mincha ina ila'akiv. Every repetition regarding the laws of menachas renders that halacha as essential to the validity of the mincha. Rather, Loyotzik must be understood as that Loyotzik Kayin Elazar. The Kayin did not perform Yitzika, but Yisrael did. However, Loybalal Klal. Loybalal is understood as that the Mincha was not mixed at all. And it is still Kasha, as we learned in the Mishnah. Shishim Nivlalin, Shishim Va'achat Ein Nivlalin. 60 Esrenis of flour can be mixed with the accompanying oil in a single Kli. But 61 Esrenis is too much to mix properly, and so it must be separated into two Kalim. And the Gemara asks, Ki Ein Nivlalin Mayhava, Vatznan Loybalal Kshera. Why must it be separated? The Mishnah ruled that the mincha is valid even if it's not mixed at all. And Rav Zeri explains, "Kol ro lebila ein bila ma'kevesboy, v'chol she'ein ro lebila bila ma'kevesboy." It is not essential to mix it, but it is essential for the mincha to be fit to be mixed. The Gemara points out regarding loyotze kohen kasher, Masnin de loik Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah disagrees with Reb Shimon because he ruled that Yitzika must be done by a kohen, as we see in the following brisa. The pasuk says, "Hamakor is dam ashlam mesachel of memnei Aaron loy siya sheka yom in lamana." And Reb Shimon expounds, "Meidav avoda yesh lechelik bekuna. Shein the meidav avoda ein lechelik bekuna." A kohen who admits to the validity of the avoda can perform it, but a kohen who does not recognize the validity of the karbanas cannot perform them. Furthermore, the pasuk says "Mimnei Aaron," and we expound "Avoda hamasur lebnei Aaron." Kol kohen shein lemoidibah in lechelik bekuna. This halacha is true regarding any avoda that must be performed by kahanim. And the price lists tesvav avodas, 15 tasks. Among them, hayitzikis vablilis, pouring and mixing the oil. And so we see that Reb Shimon requires a kohen to perform yitzika. After rejecting two possible reconciliations, the Gemara concludes, Masnin Delik Reb Shimon, our Mishnah indeed disagrees with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Yitzika requires a kohen, but our Mishnah holds that Yitzika does not require a kohen. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. The pasuk says, V'yatzik aleh Hashem benosn aleh levoina ve'viel b'nei Aaron ha'kohen b'kametz. And we expound, Mekmitze ve'elech mitzvah skuhuna, limit al Yitziku b'lilo shekshir bizar. Only the avoid is from Kemitze and further requires a kohen, but Yitzika does not. However, Reb Shimon expounds Vehevia, Vav Maisval in Rishon. The letter Vav connects the two parts of the Pasuk, and so he requires a kohen v'yitzika. Nevertheless, regarding Shechita, the Gemara explains the Pasuk says, V'shachar es ben abakar, v'ikrivi ben Aaron ha-kahanim es adam, v'zorku es adam. And we expound, Mikabala v'elech metzizkuna. Malamar al Shechita shekshir bizar. Only accepting the blood and all subsequent avoidas require a kohen, but Shechita does not require a kohen. And we do not say Vav Maisval in Rishon Shchita Hachanami Bizar Te Pesulo. We do not say that the letter Vav connects the two parts of the pasuk and we should require a kohen for Shchita, because the pasuk explicitly states V'samach V'shachat, and we expound Masmicha Bizarim Av Shchita Bizarim. Just as the owner, not a kohen, performs smicha leaning on the animal, so too a non kohen can slaughter a carbon.